It's the week of the big game on the Sean Salisbury Show. Brought to you by BetDSI.com. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston, here's the Benchwarmers and Sean Salisbury.
And we're about 3 minutes away or so from Le'Veon Bell joining us.
Nice.
I'll ask you guys this. How much is he worth? He's got the franchise tag possibly going to be placed on him.
Yep.
Wants a big deal. What's he worth a year?
Here's my question is, why did the Steelers not feel like he's worth a long-term deal?
I'm going to ask him that at some point in this interview. So that's a good point.
I would franchise tag him again. Honestly, I would. I would franchise tag him again, see how he plays this year, and if it doesn't look like he's aging at all, then maybe at the end of the year I contemplate giving him an extension.
What if he holds true to his to basically what he's kind of said, that he won't play under franchise tag?
What's his second tag?
We'll see.
Yeah, this would be tag two.
Yeah, what would that be? How much?
Anywhere between like 11 and 14 somewhere, 11
yeah,
somewhere.
It has to be 150% of whatever he made last year.
Right. Yeah. Plus, it puts you in the top five of top five of the running backs in the National Football League, correct? Does that rule still stand as
yes.
well? Whatever one comes first, I guess, yeah. or however it shapes up. Because when I was playing and then for years after that, it was whatever they – well, we didn't have franchise tags. But when they put them on, it was you were – in the top five of your you moved you into the top five of the top five quarterbacks, depending on where your contract was. We're joined now by what I think most of us, and I know whenever we do like a fantasy pick on here, we're all looking to get Le'Veon Bell first. I got him this time around, but in our 7-on-7 contest, I think by most standards, the best all-around running back in the National Football League. Joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show. Le'Veon, great to have you back on, man. It's been a couple years since you and I talked at the last Super Bowl. I think it was in Arizona. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me, man.
No problem. It's good to have you on. Well, first of all, before we get into things, you're working with Mountain Dew Ice. Tell us what you're doing with this, man.
Man, it's a lipstick battle with Morgan Freeman. You know what I'm saying? And Morgan Freeman on my squad. Team Ice Cold. Mountain Dew Team Ice Cold. And Mountain Dew's obviously, it's a new one with lemon lime flavor. With caffeine in it, that's what makes a difference. So, DOT my soul. That's the team I'm on. Baby.
Okay, and that's today at noon to 5 Central, right? Mall of America.
Yep.
How can you lose with – you can't. That's like the voice of God. You ain't losing with Morgan Freeman on your team, Le'Veon.
Exactly. You can't lose that.
he's the best. You got it. And he's actually played God, I think, in a couple movies, hasn't he? So you're in good shape. The great Le'Veon Bell, all-pro running back, joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show. And, my man, when I get you on, one of my favorite things about you is that you're opinionated and I can ask you anything. Let me start by your shock over what happened in the AFC divisional game.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of shit in here. They're loud. What's that again?
The shock by you, I mean, when you guys played Jacksonville, the fact that Jacksonville came in here, how shocked were you, and is it still sitting and resonate with you?
Yeah, it sucked. The loss sucked. I won't get over it for real until I strap up and play football again. But those guys outplayed us. They play with more energy. You got to give those guys a respect. They did it, and we didn't. So it's a lot of things to learn from that game for us. Obviously, the Jaguars, they played a perfect game. You know what I mean? There's nothing else to say. We started slow. They jumped out on us early on the road, and that's the biggest thing you want to do when you're on the road playing in a hostile environment. And they got the job done. They got to get those guys credit.
Should Todd Haley have been let go?
I feel like it was definitely time for a change. Maybe somewhere. I didn't necessarily think that the offense is the problem, but it could be a little something. Like, we started slow. Maybe him and Ben maybe not been doing things. Maybe not getting along. I mean, I heard a whole bunch of things like that. Just around me, they always, kept it professional. But, maybe it was time for a change. I think Randy, he was the quarterback coach. Ben loves me, so it might be better.
Yeah, if the quarterback's happy, you know how that goes. A lot of people get a lot of touches when the quarterback's happy. You had to be pissed, though, Le'Veon, in truth, because I know you want the ball every time. The game plan on third down and short a couple times, and fourth down and short, you could not have been happy with the play call.
No. No, I wasn't. But like I said, man, it wasn't just those plays, because we still had opportunity to win that game outside of those plays. it was a lot of things that were going, like maybe even like some first and 10 calls. The first play of the game, we came out in five wide. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like, it's not even necessarily just those significant plays. Those are the plays that everybody's going to remember. But during the course of the game, it was just kind of bad calls here, bad calls there that kind of cost us.
Why isn't this offense unstoppable? I mean, the talent, you and there's draw. Hey, you know, during the week, people are asking you a question about your contract. And, you know, I know AB wants to get his, and I don't blame him. And I know that, you know, that Martavis wants his. And Ben, I mean, you guys are good at dealing with inner drama and still going out and playing good football. Why isn't this team average 35 points a game? I mean, you guys are the most unstoppable team in the league, correct?
Yeah, and I think the new OC will be a difference maker in that. I feel like a lot of games we came out slow or we wasn't converting. You know, earlier in the year it was red zone. Then we kind of gave them red zone, then we wasn't converting third down. It was always something that we were missing. It was always something. I think a new direction, a new leader at the offensive spot would kind of help us out, you know, go a different direction.
All-Pro running back Le'Veon Bell joins us here as part of Mountain Dew Ice. He's got Morgan Freeman on his team. That ain't a bad gig. Joins us here, the All-Pro, who's looking to get paid, too, here from the Pittsburgh Steelers. So let me ask you this. Will you play in 2018 under the franchise tag?
I don't know. I mean, to be honest, I feel like if I do get franchise tag, you know what I'm saying, I have to make that decision from there. But I definitely, you know, I'm definitely considering, like, if I get franchise tag and just sit out, not play at all, just because of the fact that, you know, I'm not about to keep going out there playing one-year deals. We're going to be a Steeler. Because, I mean, just don't franchise tag me. If you don't want to, you know, make your long-term Steeler, don't franchise tag me. Just let me walk and do my thing.
Do you feel like you're being disrespected by the Steelers if they franchise you again?
Yes. Yes, I mean, because I feel like, I've done so much for this organization. I put my blood, sweat, and tears, you know, out on that field. I play hard, you know. I'm just ready to get a long-term deal done, lock me down, you know, so I don't have to really deal with this episode again of being a franchise tag and where you're going to go or who you're going to play for and things like that. I just want to come to camp. I want to have a normal season so there won't be no distractions coming into the season. Go out there and win a Super Bowl.
Have you ever walked upstairs to the owner in the front office and said, listen, don't do – instead of your agent, have you pounded in the door and say, listen, man, I'm the best running back in the league. It's time you paid me like it?
No, I've never done that. But, I mean, they know where I stand and how I feel exactly. But I never necessarily walked into the office and said that, no.
Okay, how many – just for a little bit of fun, teams you wouldn't play for in the National Football League, give me two or three that you do not want to play for.
I feel like everybody open if the numbers right.
Right.
Like I go to the Browns, they're giving me 25 a year.
So would I, man, but I don't have the same moves as you do. I said that means so
you know
yeah, I do. Come on, man, you gotta get yours. I get that. I understand. Well let me skip ahead then. So what are you worth, man? Truth, on a free agent market, honestly, in your mind, as a running back, and we know shelf lives, and you went from that big pounding back at Michigan State to a guy who trimmed down and became an 80-catch, 100-catch type of guy, the most versatile back we have in a league, and all these moves that you got. I mean, you're that guy at running back. What are you worth?
If I hit the free agent market, I know, I've already put out there that, you know, as a running back, I feel like I'm worth about $15 million. I think my deal is definitely ready to be Adrian Peterson's deal. He signed $14.5 million about 6 years ago. And that contract is way past due. That's just for running back. And the receiving value I bring, you know, I'm the number two receiver on the team. You know, and number two receivers in this league make between $5 and $7 million. You know, so, I mean, I feel like me asking, you know, in a market, you know, I feel like they'll make about $20 million, you know, going out there. I feel like the team will do that. Just because of the fact that everything I'll be able to bring to them, and, you know, I don't feel like I'll have to be a quarterback to have the same type of impression on the game. I can change the game, you know, by catching it and running it, and obviously protecting the quarterback.
Is there anybody who should be close to you pay-wise as a running back in this league?
Say that again?
Is there anybody who should be in your pay scale as a running back in this league, or should you definitely be the highest paid player at that position?
Oh, yeah, I definitely should be the highest paid player. You know, I mean, I haven't given up a sack in 5 years. You know, each and every year, you know, I'm always, you know, in the conversation and being the best. You know, everybody's going to have their guy. You know, my second year in the league, everybody was talking about DeMarco Murray. In the third year in the league, it was, you know, David Johnson. My fourth year, it was Deep. You know, this year, it was Todd Gurley. Like, it's always going to be somebody else
right.
They try to compare to me, you know, to not try to give me the, but what I'm saying is, each and every year, it's always with me. You know, so, I mean, it's kind of, you know, I'm the most consistent guy. I mean, I'm a guy who out there each and every season. You know what I'm going to give you if I play 16 games. You know, you're going to be close to 2,000 all-purpose yards every time, you know, between, you know, 10 to 15 touchdowns. I just feel like there's no other running back who's going to give you that same production I'm going to give you each and every year, each and every game. You know what I'm going to
play. We're finishing up. A couple more questions with Le'Veon Bell here on the Sean Salisbury Show on BN Sports. All right. Just from your mouth, sorry about that, what happened on the Saturday prior, the walkthrough Saturday prior to Jacksonville, so you can clear the air?
Well, I have something personal going on in my life. And Coach Tomlin, I called Coach Tomlin, I called Coach Saxton, my running back coach. They knew I was going to be late. So it wasn't like I was just disrespectful and just showed up late. Like, no, it was nothing like that. And that's how the media made it look, you know, or the story. That's how the story made it look. Like, I was just showing up when I wanted to, and I was just kind of blowing them off. And that's not what happened. You know, I was late to the game. Well, not late to the game, but I came later than usual when I showed up to the game on game day because I had something going on. And the coaches understood that. I talked to those guys before everything happened. So it was not like I was disrespectful or trying to disrespect the organization.
So personal reasons, and you, the coaches did know. Okay, now finally,
yeah,
real quick, give me your prediction on this game and who the MVP is going to be, who's going to win.
Damn, man. I'm hoping the Eagles win. but I really think, I mean, it's so hard to pick against Tom Brady, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, that guy's been doing it at a high level for a long time. You know, but hey, my heart with the Eagles, though. I hope the Eagles win. Even though it's both, I wish they both would lose. But if I had to pick one, I'd pick Eagles.
Will you talk to James Harrison before the game?
No.
And is there are you guys close, or do you care, or were you glad to get rid of James Harrison?
I mean, I feel like, you know, he was doing certain things in the locker room, kind of purposely trying to get the release and things like that, just because of the fact that he wasn't getting as much burn as he would like. But obviously, we got young guys like Bud and TJ. You know, those guys are playing at a high level. So, I mean, it is what it is. I'm sure, you know, he made his decision to do what he did. His legacy with the Steelers is going to be tarnished. You know, and that's the opportunity. That's what he wanted. So, it is what it is. We're moving on from it.
My man, as we let you go, enjoy the Mountain Dew contest. We sure appreciate you. You know, I always appreciate you coming on and being, quite frankly, as honest and as frank as anybody that comes on and talks and giving their opinion. And we'll do this again. Go get paid and get those feet ready this offseason. We'll look forward to talking to you again.
Yeah, I know, brother.
All right. Appreciate you, buddy. That's Le'Veon Bell. If you wanted opinion, you got it. We're coming back with John Clayton. Speaking of opinion, that's next here on BN Sports on the Sean Salisbury Show.